Okay, yesterday we started the dinim of chameshes mine dogon, the five grains. We said that the five grains are wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. And if you make something out of their flour and you with water and you bake it, it's hametzi. Okay, that's the general rule that we started talking about. Now there's something called pasa babekisnin. Now the Gemara says about pasa babekisnin that if you eat whatever this creature pasa babekisnin is, if you eat it, it's mezonos. But if you eat a lot of it, and we'll soon discuss what a lot of it means, that you get full, then you have to wash and bench. Sometimes, if you eat a lot, you have to wash and bench on the thing itself. And sometimes, you have to wash and bench on other bread. Okay, but now, so what is this babekisnin? So really in halacha, there's three opinions, but two opinions are really accepted in halacha. One opinion is pas haba bekisnin. Kis comes from the word pocket. So what is it? It's like you use a pita bread, okay? You take dough, the pita bread dough, and you fill it up with putting chocolate. No, not vegetable. One second. The vegetable is the machlekes. If somebody fills it up with pie fillings or things like that, so then that's one opinion, pasa babekisnin. Some opinions say that pasa babekisnin is even if you fill it up with cheese and eggs and meat, it's also pasa babekisnin, which is mezonos. The Alter Rebbe holds in Siddur that if it's filled with cheese or meat or eggs or something of the filling nature, so then it's hametzi. So in other words, according to the Alter Rebbe, on the falafel, which is a different story because over there it's first baked as a pita and then you add the thing with it. So then it would be a hametzi according to all opinions. But I'm saying if you take the falafel dough, huh?
Calzone.
Yeah, but it's you bake it.
You bake it
together.
Huh? You do it together.
Yeah, you bake it. Calzone.
So if you bake it together, so according to a lot of the Mishnah Berura in Kitzi, he brings down Chayodim, that it would then be mezonos. Unless, if you eat a lot of it, and then you're going to get full. That means if you're eating it as a meal and you get full, we'll soon learn, you have to eat a lot of it.
But okay. If the cover is actually whatever, and water, so it's not even like juice, so it's...
But the fact that it's filled with other things, so the Alter Rebbe holds, if it's filled with things that fill you up, then it's not called pasa babekisnin. Pasa babekisnin is only when it's filled with like chocolate or pie filling or things like that.
Like a dessert.
Like a dessert type of a thing. Like a hamantash, but hamantash is completely different. By the way, again, this din doesn't apply if you take a piece of bread, okay, and you put a ton of chocolate in it, it's still going to be hametzi because it's bread. Here you're baking the dough with the filling in it. So then the dough really never had a din of bread, so then it would be a mezonos. What's the more practical case of pasa babekisnin? Pasa babekisnin, according to the more known opinion, is flour and juice. Not flour and water. Basically, what we call cake. What we call danishes, what we call cookies. It's made with flour and water, and juice, I'm sorry, flour and juice. So that, according to other opinions, is flour and juice, it would be a mezonos. Now, according to the other opinion of pasa babekisnin, that means the filling, according to that opinion, flour and juice is a hametzi. Okay? In other words, it seems like everybody holds the filling would make it mezonos. if you make it the dough and bake it like that, even though it's flour and butter. But if it's flour and juice, so then the world in Kitzur, he says, and it's a lot of Paschal, right, we're makel like both opinions. We're linear, that's the accepted halach in the world. You're makel like both opinions. Al Trevis is Bal Nefer Yachmir, but that's very, nobody does it. I mean, you can't say nobody does it, but now, according to this opinion, if I make flour and juice, it's mezainis. If I eat a lot of it, then it will be amaitzi, because it's pasa baba kisnin. We said pasa baba kisnin is mezainis, unless if you eat a lot of it and you're going to get full. If you eat a lot of it and you're going to get full, so then it becomes bread.
What is starting with
Bereka? With what?
Bereka.
1 second, before we get to Berekas and Shmerekas and mezainis pizza, mezainis bread, mezainis rolls. Now, another thing you have to keep in mind, what happens if you make dough and the dough is made with water and juice? Okay? Make it flour and water, but you also have juice. Juice means eggs, oil, orange juice, apple juice,
milk.
Huh?
Milk.
So then, what's the halacha? If the majority is water, it's hamaitzi. If the majority is not water, of the liquid, I'm saying, the liquid content. If the majority of the liquid content is water, it's hamaitzi. If the majority of the liquid content is juice, so then it would be a mezainis. But Paskim write a very simple thing. Many times people use juice, but it's juice from concentrate. You have orange juice from concentrate, and you have not from concentrate. You can have apple juice from concentrate, you can have apple juice not from concentrate. Now, the way concentrate works is like, if you ever buy, to understand it, you'll understand it better from the frozen juices. If you buy a frozen can of orange juice, frozen can, and you have to mix it three times water or four times water to make it into normal juice. Correct? So now, if I take a can of apple of orange juice and mix it in with three times its amount of water, what is this orange juice now? Is it water or is it juice? Because what concentrate mean? Concentrated juices, by definition, means they take out the liquid, the water, not the water. They take out the water, and then they add again back the water. That's what a juice from concentrate is. What do you mean from concentrate? They make it, they take the orange and they make the juice, then they take out the water from the juice. The water from the juice. You're left with concentrated orange juice without water. Then back, they add later again, in the containers they had three to one water. According to Halacha, that is water, not juice. It's three parts water to one part juice. So Halacha, that would be a majority water, not juice. So if somebody's going to bake a cake, let's say, with apple juice or orange juice from concentrate, then you have to figure that you have three times water compared to the juice. So then, if you don't have any other liquids, so then that cake would be amaitzi. But a lot of times people do this, by the way, and the halach is like, it's very interesting. 51% water in the mixture, it's amaitzi. 51% other liquids, it's mezainis.
If you were looking at a cake,
How do you know? Yeah, most of the bakeries will use juice.
What if you buy it from a store? How would you know?
You look in the ingredients.
What is egg challah?
Egg challah?
No,
egg challah basically is flour and water, and they put egg on top of it. And sometimes they put a little bit of egg in the actual challah.
Powdered egg.
Huh?
Powdered egg.
powdered eggs. But again, that's again not liquid.
But actual eggs, scrambled
eggs. By the way, one second. I want to mention something. You have to know what's going on. Bakeries, when they bake a lot of breads and cakes and everything, trust me, nobody sits there and cracks eggs. You know what type of work that is? Especially if you check the eggs. It doesn't happen. What they use today in the bakeries is something called powdered eggs. It's eggs, they powder, and then they actually later add water to it, I believe. But they don't sit there and crack eggs. Huh? Danish, officially, Danishes are mezenas. It's possible to kiss them. Or mezenas bread. What's the definition of mezenas bread? Mezenas bread means it's baked, not flour and water. It's baked with flour and juices, which again includes eggs and oil or whatever it may be. Pizza. Sometimes you see pizza and the boxes, you know, frozen pizza you get from New York. It says, Berchasi mezeinis. Because it's made from flour and juice. Pizza here in the city is made flour and water. Okay, so it's amazing, unless you want to so possible, but kissing, it's on top of it, it's whatever. It's not so simple. The bigger problem is when somebody eats pizza for dinner, when you eat pizza for dinner, you're not having a thin slice of pizza. You're getting full from dinner. So sometimes you'd have to wash and bench on the pizza itself, even though it's mezeinis pizza, or you'd have to wash and bench on other bread. Now, it's even worse, by the way, if you go to a bris, in New York they still do it, and the rabbanim are screaming, but everybody does it anyway. You go to New York, you go to a bris in New York, so basically, I don't know if they still do it. In my days, they were still doing it. They have mezeinis bread, and then the people buy the meal of the bris, right? So you see people taking portions like this, and they're eating this mezeinis bread. Now, over there, it's a bigger problem, because it's a sudas mitzvah, which makes it more of a kriyas. It says if you kevei a su'uda, then it becomes a meitzi. So if you're doing it, in fact, the airlines, when they used to serve meals, if you looked at the rolls, it said mezeinis rolls. They don't do that anymore. Well, they don't do any meals anymore. But even when they were doing it, or you get lucky, you get a meal sometimes. So then it says in the letter about what's going on, it says the bread is hametzi, because if you eat it with the meal and you get full, you'd have to wash in it anyway. So they don't even make mezeinis bread anymore in the, most of them, in the catered airline dinners.
Is there any mezol? I have Google, is there a mezol kugel by meal or a
Korea Sudan? No, the kugel is not. It's not bread. But if you get full from the other food, it's also a shayla.
It's not four bases even.
I understand. But what's the din if you eat and you get full from other food, you have to wash and bench another bread. Kugel, because kugel is not made as a suda. It doesn't have tzir pas. It doesn't look like bread. It's not the same, halachically. What? What?
Flour.
No, we're mekel according to both opinions.
We're mekel.
There's a story with Dalt Rebbe with Pinchas Reizes. Dalt Rebbe once went on a journey with Pinchas Reizes, and he had this cake. Remember cake? So Pinchas Reizes ate it. And Dalt Rebbe turned to him and said, "Why are you eating it?" He says, because in Shulchan Aruch it says, only Bal Nefesh Shachmer. Only Bal Nefesh Shachmer. The Alter Rebbe said, if I knew you went to Bal Nefesh, I wouldn't have taken you. But the Welt is Mekel on it. Both opinions are Mekel. Especially if it's a pourable batter. like sponge cake. You know, a Danish is a salad dough and then you bake it, yeah? Sponge cake, it's a loose batter, what's called blila raka. And then according to all opinions, sponge cake, because it's not a hard dough, it's a soft dough, and then you bake it. You know? So everybody says that's mezainis. But everybody is making this. What?
Just to clarify, there are two main types of pesach.
Right.
So the first type is flour, water, with some type of chocolate or pudding.
Right. Baked like that.
Baked, of course. If it's not baked, it's...
Right.
So just because it has that ingredient in it, which really takes it out of the...
It takes away the status of bread.
Right, normal bread.
So that's mezainis.
Unless you eat like five of those or three of those.
We'll learn that next week, Mr. Nema. What? Second one's flour and juice.